Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Divorce Diaries star, founder, and comedian tonight at Off the Hook Comedy Club, Michelle Traina. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
This is your first ride on the captain's log.
Yes, I'm so excited to be on the captain's log.
I cannot wait. Yes. Are you telling me the truth?
I'm very much telling you the truth. I watched your blog. I watched the podcast over and over again on your live and everything. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.
So how long have you been doing the show?
Okay, so I've been doing the show for about, 2 years.
2 years.
But it started off not as a stand-up show. It was a one-woman show, and I started to move it towards stand-up because divorces can be depressing, and we should be laughing at it, not crying about it.
Yeah, so you've been divorced just once?
Just once.
See, you're not a pro. I did it twice.
Okay. So maybe... A lot of people say that to me. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, you don't really have a whole diary about being divorced. You just have diaries of stories that happened when you were married.
No, but you know what? It's the diary element came into play with, like, the dating after divorce. I was just like, what is going on? The dating, being with... I had to move back home with my parents.
Yeah.
So that was like...
Because you...
That was a lot.
Yeah. So how did that do for you? Did you learn a lot?
I learned about, yeah.
Are you trying to share
I'm
this
trying
and
to
you're
share
struggling?
It's not. I'm struggling. I'm really struggling.
Are you technically...
I'm not. I'm very smart. There it is.
Okay.
See, now because he touched it, it's working.
Yeah, of course. That's okay. Exactly what it is. I'm sure it's just me.
So I moved back home with my parents and my grandmother.
Okay.
Hi, Crystal. Come to the show, Crystal. So I moved back home with my parents and it was rough. I was like, I love them to death, but like, I was like, this is, no one can make this up. My grandmother was, you know, in diapers. Like I had to help with her. My daughter was still in diapers.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So that was rough. You all
try dating while you're
not happening, right?
No. I had to do a lot of intimate moments in
self-care.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
I should pull out because I'm just going to sit here and talk if I don't drive.
It was about the dating, the going through the divorce. Some of the things that like my ex-husband's lawyer would say, I said, you know, you cannot make this stuff up.
Well, give me something because I need to know what's going on.
Right,
you can't just beat around the bush here. This is the captain's log, damn it.
Hi, Gary. Okay, so... I have always been a performer, a dancer, an actor my whole life. And when my ex-husband met me, I was touring. And so he's
dancing.
Known me.
Dancing. You weren't doing
theater,
comedy.
I was doing improv, but I was kind of like a jack of all trades performer. I could do Shakespeare. I could do musical theater. And then I was doing improv in New York City. So I was still in comedy, but not stand up.
Yeah.
And so I went into teaching. I got a master's degree in teaching and... The lawyer said, I was asking for money because he wasn't paying for his daughter's, school.
Like her school.
Yeah,
or...
we were in it. We were like in that mix.
Yeah.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Come to Off the Comedy Club tonight. Okay. So the lawyer wrote to my lawyer, my name was Miller at the time, ex-husband's name. And they're like, you know, Miss Traina has a role, or Miss Miller has a role in the arts, and she could be making more money in another profession. Who says that? I was so aggravated and annoyed about that. And the lawyer's like, who cares? It's not a big deal. I'm like, it's a big deal to me. Don't insult my...
So in other words, you could have left dancing and done something that was more lucrative.
Not that
you could be more lucrative in the field that you're in.
Right. Well,
they wanted you to bail. They wanted you out.
But I was also... I'm going to share this on my divorce diary page too.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
On both? Okay.
Yep.
So I'm quick.
No, come on now.
So I was teaching though at the time. I was working in the city. I had my own theater company. I was bartending. I was doing everything under the sun. And this person still wasn't paying me.
Wasn't paying you to
her school and stuff
the
like
school.
Needed.
So you were paying all the bills.
Everything. And our mortgage.
Yeah. And then how long did that last? How
rude.
Long did
yes,
it take?
Rude. Exactly. It was rude. Very rude.
How long did it take to get divorced?
It took about 8 to 10 months in Jersey, and it was because we had a little bit of a custody issue. We were selling a house. Could have taken longer. It could have taken less. So
yeah, it definitely could have been much longer.
I'm getting closer to you, so I'm in the shot a little bit more.
And so, what about the relationship now?
We're
How
fine.
How does that go? You're
we're
fine.
We're okay. We're not BFFs. Probably never will be.
Yeah.
He knows I sort of do the show.
What do you mean he sort of knows? What, do you have him blocked on everything?
Yeah.
How soon did you block after that? That's a good question. Everyone wants to know
pretty
that.
Pretty soon.
How soon do you block after you break up?
Immediately.
You block right away?
Well, for divorce, you kind of got to.
What about if you're dating and you just recently broke up with someone?
Oh, yeah. I had a block.
You had a block?
I blocked.
Do you like any pics or no?
I don't. Oh, you know what? If I just broke up with someone, I still have feelings for them. I have to because I don't want to look at it. It makes me sick, physically sick.
But what about if you're like, you had a relationship and you're still friendly? Like, yeah. I need a little advice here.
Okay. So what I would do is wait. It depends what stage. Like, if I ended it with somebody and I still have feelings for them and it's not in a bad place, I would not block them. Not at all.
No.
But
what about liking pics? Is that too much?
Yeah, ASAP. Yes, Jessica. I think liking pics, hold off on that.
That's my sis, Charlene. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Charlene. Mwah.
Give my sister a big kiss.
I love it. Off like a light switch, boo. Oh, yeah.
You kill it right away. Damn. Right away. Good night.
Good
See ya.
Night.
No more gram is all for you.
I think that I like the attention. If they're still looking at me and still... thinking about me, that like tells me they're still thinking about me. But
so
then,
you prefer to see them like you?
Yes, of course.
Well, what about if they comment? That's going too far. What about a smiley face or a heart? It's too much.
None of the ones I've dated have done that.
Do you always break it off or do you let them?
Oh, God. Depends. It's gone both ways. Usually the ones where I have no feelings, I could care less, and I'm like, all right, bye, I'll be cordial with them. But
how does it get to the no feelings part? Is that before or after the sex?
It's usually if I have feelings for you and then they go away, it's after the sex.
It is?
Yeah.
Because of bad sex or just because?
No connection.
It was nothing.
But I usually don't sleep with a guy I don't have a connection with before. In the last guy, I haven't...
So how quick do you make connections? I guess everyone needs to know.
Tell me I'm pretty. Very pretty, yes. Well, I think I have to get to know them a little bit first.
Okay.
So when I was introduced to the couple guys that I was in really like one or two relationships since divorce, and not big, thick ones. They're just like 7 months, maybe.
Wait, big, thick? Everything is big and thick. You like big, tall guys. You like them Puerto Rican. They got to
be any Hispanic.
Wait, 6'4", you said?
Well, the last one I was.
Jeez, like you're limiting the gene pool.
No, I know.
You're single.
I know.
I mean, come on.
This is
give
like,
a guy 6'2" is tall. You got to go 6'4".
I know, but the thing is, I like to be buried.
You're not tall. You're very
short.
I'm 5'4",
5'3" and 3/4".
Yeah, 5'3" is not super short. No.
No, but I think like if I get to know somebody and they're attractive and our personalities get along, then I'm ready to go. Let's get to know each other.
Day one or date three?
No, it's got to be like further along.
How
like
many dates?
A month at least.
A month?
Yeah.
Well, a month of talking or a whole 30 days of dates? A month could be anything. You could see somebody for dinner.
You're right. You're right.
And then next thing you know, like you got tied up a couple weekends. He has his kids. You have your kids one weekend. They're on opposite weekends, which is the worst.
It is.
Right?
I hate when that happens. Or this like a soccer game, a baseball game, a football game. Hi, Mike. So I think it depends on the person. And then I haven't had a lot. I just feel like... the last one was like 2 months.
You got to talk louder for the camera. No one can hear you
no
when you whisper.
No one can hear me?
No.
They
can't hear you when you whisper to yourself.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's 2 months. It took
2 months, the last person.
Yeah. We need to know. This is a need to know basis.
I think that you need to, it really depends on the person. It could be like the second date if you're feeling each other.
Yeah.
Are
you a hoe on date one if that happens? No, right? It's just
no,
a thing.
I don't think at all. I think it's honestly, when people say that, don't do this, don't do that. I think everyone's toolbox and their rules are for themselves. I don't think you are. Especially if you're an adult, like if you're consenting and want to be with each other, that's it. But I also feel like you want to set a precedent. Like if I like a person, I'm not going to usually do that. I want to get to know them that they're not. I want a little bit of a commitment. I don't want casual things. So I let that be known. And a lot of men I've been with like to say that they do.
Yeah.
And then afterwards it turns into, well, I'm not so sure.
What's the ultimate date? Give me a good scenario.
Oh my
what
gosh,
do you like?
I love it. Just a nice restaurant.
Going out. Okay,
going out
nice,
to a nice restaurant.
He picks you up. This is a question. What's the deal now? Girls sometimes like to meet out, right? Because there's.
I want
to
be picked up, though.
You want to be picked up, right?
Picked up.
I feel like that's a move.
I think picked up is a great idea. I think it's a necessity. That's always lost now. People, oh, it's me here. Yeah. No,
and he's got to open the door for you.
Open the door. Opening the door is huge.
Huge.
It's huge. I noticed that right away. The car door, everything.
Yeah.
Being picked up, going to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
How
soon does he hold your hand?
I mean, if you like somebody, you hold it right away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let him know. Do you let him know?
I start like getting closer.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Body language. Body language is key. Hey Susie, what's happening? I've known Susie from back in the college days.
Ooh, in Boston?
Yeah, rocking it at Endicott College. Yo.
Yes.
All right. Up?
So I think that I was on a date once with a guy. He got close super fast and we had just met and I was like, oh, you look a little different.
God, that's the worst.
It wasn't like I don't go on the apps. I haven't yet brought myself to that because
but
I'm
you're
so
on
nervous.
The gram.
I'm on the gram.
And so that's gotta be enough. Like your DM's gotta be like bing 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 bing.
But that is creepy.
Because mine are like bing.
Yeah.
Bing. Not like yours.
But the Instagram stuff is weird. I don't feel like people overstep their boundaries on that thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But
people think they know you very well because they see you on the gram. And then they feel like they're already friendly.
They're friendly. Hey, I had someone say they're going to come to my show in Chicago. They bought tickets. I was like, well, where's the receipt? I said that, like, leave me alone. This is not an account for...
Yeah, buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket.
You can see her. Marco. I was going to say Marco Weiland. That was only like 12 years ago. You could see her in Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Yeah.
And you get to drink the gin.
That's right. And
my Captain Brian's new gin.
I'm drinking it today.
You're gonna.
I usually drink wine on stage. I'm drinking your gin.
Oh my God.
Boop.
The show could get buck wild.
It's going
so who's on the show tonight?
All right, so Heather Campese.
I know Heather.
And then my improv partner, Doug Bass. He's got family in this town, too.
Very cool.
So he's going to be on it. And he's married. She's single. I'm divorced. So it's going to be a taste of everything.
So you got a little mix. And is it, like, you're not just bashing
people
on stage. You're talking about your stories of how you dealt with it, I imagine.
Yes, I'm talking about my own divorce in general, and then everything related to family, career.
Jessica's in. All right, Jessica. Jess, you do it, girl. You be you, girl.
Yes, get it, Jessica.
All right.
Dating is a lot of fun. I talk about my family. I have a big Italian family, and their response to my divorce, which was more...
I have a big Italian family, too.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah, they're not so understanding. They don't understand it as well as you understood it.
Well, my parents didn't really like him. So
yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So they were like, ow.
He wasn't Italian, you know, that kind of thing. I have a very, like, they wanted me to marry an Italian Catholic.
Yeah.
Good guy.
I think everybody wants that.
Yeah, they do. Like, my mother sees the men I date now. She's like, what is this? What's going on?
but are they open-minded with it?
Yeah, I think my mom just doesn't want me to get pregnant.
When is she going to just really go back to the right way?
I don't know.
Are they just always saying that?
No, my mom just doesn't want me to get pregnant. She says that. She's like, just don't get pregnant. I'm like, why do you think I'm going to go get pregnant?
Do you want to have more kids?
I never say never, but I also feel like my career is my second child. So, I'm okay if I don't have any more.
Right.
I'm good with my beautiful, healthy one daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that the dating thing with when you see somebody for the first time, you get that connection right away. It's either there or it's not. And this guy was so close. Like, he got close so quickly, and I was like,
this is the guy that takes the good filtered, good angle guy. Because otherwise, if you're bad angles and you no filter, it looks normal.
Right.
So you can't be all about the angles and the filter, because then you get to, you're like, whoa, wait, no, I need this person.
That's why I don't like to filter, because I don't want people looking at me and being like, oh, she
got
bad.
I'm the same.
Like, I got bad. Look, I have no makeup on. This is me, people. Okay? Just take what she... the thing is with men, too, I kind of like a guy who just doesn't post anything.
Oh.
They're just incognito.
Do I post too much then?
No, but you're a business. You're an entrepreneur. You have a business. Especially guys in the entertainment field have to, like, for our careers.
Of course.
But I like the opposite, too, sometimes. Like, I like it where guys just chill. And...
Well, that's a question I have, because sometimes I need to know this is... So, if I meet a woman and she's not into the post on the gram or anything, what do I do? Because I'm posting a lot.
I know.
And then she might get annoyed, right? So I need to find someone compatible.
I think
who does both.
Yeah,
who posts and who's okay with it.
Because
my first wife, not so much.
She wasn't a fan of the posting.
They all hated it. They
and
hated
they,
it.
They
kept me off. They kept me off the gram.
And that's that's who you are. So you should not be changing.
Yeah.
The things that feed you and make you excited. Because someone's uncomfortable with it. I've had guys I date, they're like, why are you wearing that bikini? Like, they're all into the looks, and then they see it, I'm posting.
Yeah.
Why are you posting that?
But do you think sometimes people post in the bikini shots because they need a little extra love in that day?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I definitely do it for the fact to get attention, not in a way where it's like, oh, hey, look at me, but just follow your IG. Love you. Authenticity. Catch you later.
All right, all right.
Thank you, Jessica.
Who'd she follow, you or me?
Are you following both of us? Follow both of us.
Yeah, you better follow both of us.
Look, social media is an attention grabber. We like posting when we're happy. We like posting, hi, Randy. We like posting
hey, Randy, what's happening? How are you?
When we're, accomplishing something. So it's an attention seeker, and I think it's fine, but... if I have a boyfriend that's supportive of me, none of this stuff is a question. It's just like we compliment each other.
Yeah.
We're comfortable in our own skin because the other person is genuine. And you don't feel like Oh, both. Okay, good. Yay.
So let me ask you a question. So you start out with the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go? What's the meal?
Oh, gosh. I like every kind of food. I like Italian, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm open for anything. So any kind of restaurant
that's
new.
Will you do dessert?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you eat a lot on the date?
Depends how far along we are. If it's the
date
beginning,
date one.
I do. I'll eat as much as I can, but I'm nervous. Like I'll get nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
What I like to go to is restaurants that are like new and upcoming. So I don't like a chain. No Outback.
Bad idea.
No, thank you.
Bad idea.
I had a guy take me to Joe's Crab Shack, and I loved this guy. He took me to Joe's Crab Shack, and he's like, "This is a Jersey chain." He's like, this
"No,
is my
we know
spot.
Joe's Crab Shack."
Oh, you do?
Okay. Which is okay, but I mean, that's not a first date move.
No.
But I have to say, there is one on the water that has a killer outdoor ambiance.
Ambiance. Yes.
But I've never done that.
Ambiance is key too, and I feel like. Afterwards, I'm open for anything, but like I think a nice dinner.
And if it's going well, what's the next move?
That's a great question. The next move is he takes me home. He doesn't come in. The last person I was with was my friend though, so it was different.
So you were tighter. You already knew each other.
And I also like it. Like once you're in the dating process, I like just spending time, quality time inside.
Hey, Randy, how are you?
Hey there. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube. Come to the show tonight, Off the Hook Comedy Club. I think ambiance is key. I think every person's different. I think if you're just meeting for the first time, it's just a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Or drinks.
And then, that's an early night, right? So then do you just cut it off and go home?
Yeah.
Really?
Even
on a Friday and Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, you can go out more. I feel like if you're feeling each other, you're like, hey, you want to get another drink? Or do you want to just go home? I think it's all about you got to both be feeling each other.
Yeah.
If I was a dude and I felt like the chick was into me, I'd say... So
would he ask?
I'd ask. Like, hey, might get another drink after we had done with dinner.
Right.
And if they said no, okay, fine. We're going to go back. You know, that's it. So...
That's it. You're in bed at 8 o'clock. You're in bed at 10 o'clock on Friday.
I also like...
And you start texting? Do you start texting?
I do. I feel like the guy needs to text. The guy needs to text, not the female.
How soon after the date does he text and say, hey, I had a good time? I don't care if the female. I think it's nice when either one of them texts.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the first text, I think if they like the date, they're going to feel like, oh, that was great. It worked out.
I think that.
What if you like the date and the guy's sitting there is like, oh, my God, she didn't text me. You should text more. You should listen to me.
I should be doing the divorce
diaries. See, I have more experience.
But that's exactly my point is that I, in my brain, think no matter what. The man needs to text me because of all the rules everyone's been telling me since getting divorced.
No, don't listen to anybody. There's no rules. You make the rules in life.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anybody. Ever. I make all the
There's
rules.
There's the bus that I left
in. I make all...
Ever.
I just do what I want.
Hey. Hi, Iman.
Oh, my buddy. What's up, Iman? How you doing, buddy?
Iman?
Yeah, he's one of my hometown heroes. My buddy from Wakefield, Mass. Checking it out right now. I grew up with him.
Massachusetts.
And his brother. Good guys.
There we go.
Yeah,
see,
love
the
them both.
Jersey has the coffee. You have the brother. She's right. Thank you, Randy.
Oh, Randy. So, excuse me.
Okay, so here's why I think that. Because there's that old school mentality of chivalry, right? Opening the door. And I feel like if the guy is really into you, he needs to bow down to the queen.
Yeah, and show the queen some love.
Yeah, so texting first, men. Up until you get married again. I'm just kidding. But I have like this thing where I'll look at my phone, I'll stare at my phone, be like,
yeah.
I'll look at his text, like the text messages, and then I'll be like, okay, when is he?
You don't fire one back right away?
Oh no, my God.
Shoot it back, the poor guy.
I do shoot it back right away, but then what if they don't shoot it back right away?
No, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah, one, if you get one, you respond with another one. If you get another one, you respond again. If you want to fire a couple off, that's fine.
How many?
Don't ghost the guy. He's not coming back.
I never ghost anybody. But let me tell you, how long should you wait in between messaging the person that you care about?
Oh, what do you mean? In between when they shoot a message?
Yeah.
No, right away. Bang them out.
Okay, so when an hour goes by. Hi, what's up?
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Are you big in Latin? No, I'm just kidding. So I feel like you need to do that. I when I care about somebody, no matter how busy I'm doing, like I'll respond right away, no matter what. But I've never really had that. I've had that with this last person, but it's sometimes he would go.
What about on the DMs? Could be rough though, because they could be. You could be like not checking maybe your Snap or your Instagram. You don't have Snapchat.
No, I'm afraid to go that route.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah, it's like the number two or three freaking most popular social media site. Like there is, of course.
I need to do that one too.
And it's not all about like, you know, sexting.
Yeah.
No, it's a, well, first of all, it was created to promote events. That was how it was made.
Oh, that's what I really need to do.
That was what it was made for.
Okay, Snapchat, fine. I need to do it. I need, like, a guy, though, that's not going to care about... Like, this is the thing. I need attention. I love emotional attention, sexual physical attention.
No, we're good. This is what we're about.
Emotional, physical, communication. And I used to be told by my girlfriends, oh, you can't seem needy. Well, newsflash, that's who I am.
Yeah. You got to be needy. And if you are needy, you got to let the guy know.
But I don't hide that anymore from anybody.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you want to rub my back today? Hello?
You need to rub my belly.
Yeah.
I feel like... Though I don't want to be smothered, and I don't want them to tell me not to go do a lot of men that I for some reason don't want me to be in front of the, you know, stage exposing myself as just who I am, you know. So they.
But that's funny because they probably were attracted to you for that one reason,
right? And then when they get too close, that's my woman. Don't be looking at her like
right,
that.
Right. Right.
How about you just be quiet?
Yeah, how about you do you,
you do
and
you.
I do me, well, and at the end of the night, we still are happy together.
Right, because if you trust the person and you're secure within that friendship, that relationship, there should be no problem. This is the misconception.
As long as you're not like, yo, send me dick pics all day.
No.
Like, that's too much, right?
No, I don't like those at all.
Yeah, but maybe someone's sitting out there like asking for that. That's
Good
too
morning.
Much. You have to have, like, there is a line.
There is a line. I think when it just feels right, it feels right. I hate saying that because sometimes I look back at the people I've dated and I'm like, yeah, it didn't feel right. So why did I keep talking to that person?
Right.
I think that everyone's searching in it. No matter what anyone says, men and women are searching for someone to connect with on the friend level and then on the sexual level. Because those two worlds combine and it's like amazing, right? Hi, Wayne. Hi, Jennifer.
What's going on, guys?
Yay. We're I totally Naples, freaking agree.
Florida,
yes,
and
Diana.
Yes, thank you for agreeing. Gina, how are you? Oh, my God. More Wakefield people. I love it.
Yes, Wakefield's in the house because the North is down in Naples.
Yeah, because it's spring break. Hello.
Yes. I know. Everyone from Jersey
And they
Jersey
can come to
here.
Off the Hook Comedy Club and see your
Tonight,
show.
Wednesday night. If you agree. Hi, how are you doing? So if you agree with this whole dating thing, you should come down to Off the Hook Comedy Club because I know personally, myself, Heather, and Doug all have these different kinds of relationships that we could probably all relate to. Like, guys always say this to me. They're like, not guys, but just these guys that I date. You're so amazing. They'll say it, and then like they'll say it about something random too. And I'm like, how amazing am I if you just said like the shopping cart at Target's amazing too?
Yeah, you can't compare you to shopping carts.
Like,
come on.
Do you know those guys that do that though? They're like, oh, you're so awesome, babe. You're so great. You're so amazing. And then they'll say it about another person 5 seconds later who's not an awesome, amazing person. And you're like,
that's not right. I'm not on the same awesomeness level.
No, I'm the only awesome
Obviously.
Person.
Guys, this is the Captain's Log. I'll be back tomorrow. Huge show. You cannot miss all 3 days in a row. Amazing comedians. You're going to just watch the Captain's Log and fall in love with me, the guests, and the show.
Yes.
And like us, share us, and say hello to everybody. Always let me know where you're watching from because I love it.
Yes.
And we appreciate you guys supporting us. We're 5 stars on iTunes now. So yay. Go Cabby. All right, we're out. This is the log.
Bye.
See ya.